When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 10th edition. Hope you guys had a fun Tuesday action. Lots of good stuff. Like, I enjoyed the day. All three of my lineups cashed. Had a couple that were real close to making a run. Webb was great. Framber, less than 4%, was amazing. Fought sucked. Varland was great. I told you my main two guys, Webb and Varland, you would have been just fine with that. Had some A's action. The Gigantes loved me some Dodgers. It was a fun field day. Braves did their thing. Fun field day on the diamond. Hope you guys enjoyed. We're coming back with you guys Wednesday here with a 9-game slate. It starts at 12:35 p.m. Eastern. So it starts early, and then there's a 4-game evening slate. If you have questions for that, I'll be in the Game of the Edge Fantasy Discord. You can join that on patreon.com/GTFantasy for as low as $5 a month. You can find me on Twitter, also at BDentrick, BDENTREK. Get all my podcasts, all my written content, Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ, GTE, plus my podcast. Get those rating reviews. On Tuesday, dropped a new Bench with Bubba with Mike Curlin, recapping Fab and breaking down some other key players that will help you with your DFS notes as well. So go check all of that fun stuff out. All right, let's check out the totals on this 9-game early slate. A's Yankees, 9.5. Rockies Pirates, 8.5. Tigers Guardians, 7.5. Dodgers Brewers, 8. Marlins D-backs, 8.5. Rangers Mariners, 7. Nats Giants, 8.5. Jays Phillies, 8.5. Astros Angels, 9. A lot of the big totals are late. There's three out of the 4-game evening. I think there's 3 or 4, so I have 9s. So you got some good pitching on this early slate. Let's get at it. You got Kevin Gausman facing off with Zach Wheeler. They're 11-1 and 10-7 in Philadelphia. Both great pitchers. Gausman coming off 8 earned runs allowed at Boston, makes for a great tournament play. Not sure I'm going there. Wheeler's been a mess. It's been super inconsistent with Wheeler. Velocity's been down. Strikeouts haven't been there. Both could show up with A stuff. Both could get shelled. If I have to pick one, I'll take the Gausman bounce back earlier in the year when he gave up 8 runs. He had back-to-back 7 shutout inning performances, struck out 24 over that stretch. So give me Gausman out of the two. But honestly, I'm going to pass. And I'm going to save a little bit of money. Give me Clayton Kershaw, $10,400 at the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers team has been kind of quiet in this series against the Dodgers. Kershaw coming off his worst start of the year against the San Diego Padres, where he left 4 runs and 4 2/3. Prior to that, though, 2 earned runs or less in every start, six innings or more, 6 Ks and 3 straight. Dude's been filthy. And now he gets a Milwaukee team. I had a triple check when I saw this earlier tonight doing some other content. The Brewers strike out 30.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching this season, 3-2/13 with a 118 ISO and a 69 WRC+. So this is a great spot for Kershaw. If you're playing cash, I love Kershaw. I'll roll with Kershaw at 10-4. I'll pivot off of Kershaw if you don't want to go up to Gausman, because you got Luis Castillo at 10-1. I think he kind of gets lost in this mold because people are going to go Kershaw. They're going to go to the guy right below Castillo. Yeah, Castillo, he hasn't been dominant except for like one outing this year. He's more of a floor guy, like 15-ish points. He had 137-point performance against the Rockies of all team. You got Texas, who came in swinging red-hot bats. Right now, they just got shut down by Logan Gilbert, who struck out the world. I think 10 or 11 Ks against him. And George Kirby had a field day against them on Tuesday night. They are going into the day 23% K rate versus righties with a 261 average, 184 WRC+. So they still hit well. They have power. They've been shut down for 2 nights. I think Castillo's got a tough road ahead. Could he do it, especially in a day game where there's probably a weaker lineup coming out? Sure. I still like Kershaw more. But in a tournament, your pivot is Castillo. It's like Framber Valdez talked about, was your pivot off of Ohtani last night. The same goes for Castillo. Now, am I in on Castillo? Probably not. But he's an option if you're doing the game theory, which is why I wanted to mention him. After Kershaw, for me, it's Christian Javier at $9,800 against the Los Angeles Angels and Anaheim. Javier coming off 23 points at Seattle. He's got 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts, as low as 14. He's been very consistent there. 5 or more Ks in all 4 starts. He's 8 Ks his last time out. Gets an Angels team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching this season, hitting 252, 166 ISO, 105 WRC plus. Not the worst numbers in the world, but it's a team that's definitely not scaring you in a big way. So Javier at 98 looks like a great play. Him and Kershaw up top if you want to go there. I love me some Erod, $9,100 at Cleveland. The price tag keeps climbing for Erod. He keeps dealing 20 or more points in four straight, 30 or more in two of the four, almost 40 on both of those. He had eight shutout with 9 Ks against the Mets his last time out. Faced Cleveland four starts ago, eight shutout with 10 Ks. It's been one earned run over his last four starts combined. He has 30 strikeouts over those four starts. He's not walking a ton of guys. This is a brand new Erod. It's like an old school Erod. Will it fall apart at any moment? Possibly. Like, the fact he struck out 10 Guardians in eight shutout innings is impressive, because Cleveland has only strikes out, that's versus right-handed pitching. Let me change that real quick. They still don't strike out a ton, but got 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 220, 121 ISO, 76 WRC plus. So they don't scare you from an offensive standpoint, but they don't strike out a ton. When you're paying $9,100 for a dude, you need strikeouts to rack up the points. I still like Erod on this slate. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's like he's thrown so many good starts in a row. He's due for a hiccup. Even if it's like six innings, three or four runs and five Ks, he's not paying off $9,100. That's the conundrum. Erod was awesome when he was like 73. Like, just roll. Do your thing, kid. He's priced up. Great tournament play. Be wary in cash with Erod. Merrill Kelly at $8,300 is enticing. Coming off an absolute gem against the Nationals his last time out. He's allowed one runner less in three of his last four starts, with five or more Ks in three straight starts. One of those starts was at Colorado. He's been very effective. Like, this is a good cash game play. Over his last five starts, he's basically got 18 or more points in four out of five. $8,300 going up against the Miami Marlins is a really good spot to be in. You know, Miami got to Brendan Faught, but it looks like Brendan Faught might not be the dude we thought he was. Marlins striking out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 233 average, 122 ISO, 78 WRC plus. Average offense below average, actually 78 WRC plus, well below average. But 233 average, 122 ISO, I look at, you know, average in that regard. But, you know, not a great team. Tons of strikeouts. Merrill Kelly could be quite enticing at $8,300. Pair him with Christian Javier. Pair him with Clayton Kershaw. In cash, I like Merrill Kelly quite a bit, actually. I think there's a lot to like in that scenario. This is a fun slate when it comes to pitching, because there's a lot of really contrarian-type tournament plays, like Edward Cabrera against the D-backs. You know, 17 points his last time at 30 before that, 9, 25. The fact he can put up 25 to 30 points, that is a gigantic GPP ceiling, and that's what you're looking for. Do you expect him to do that more often than not? No. You just don't with Edward Cabrera, because he's too wild at times. Things get wonky, but the fact he showed it is great. The conundrum, he's facing Arizona. They strike out less than 19% of the time versus righties. They're hitting 273 with a 181 ISO versus righties. That is very less than ideal. Deep, 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 deep tournaments, like 20 max and beyond, I'd sprinkle in some Edward Cabrera. Single entry, three maxes, I'd probably leave him for somebody else. But he's a guy that I wouldn't be shocked if he somehow gives you like six innings, two runs, and like seven Ks, because he just has his stuff working. And that's going to be huge. At the same time, he could give you four innings, seven runs, six walks, and that's Edward Cabrera in a nutshell. So be very aware of that. At $7,800, great tournament play, especially large field GPPs. All right, other than that, though, this is why I mentioned Edward Cabrera, because there ain't a lot of cheap options, really. Like, Josiah Gray is the dude I'm targeting at $6,200 at the Giants. Josiah's been great. We talked about his pitch mix changes. It's kind of limited his Ks from time to time, but his last three starts, six or more strikeouts, that's been great. He had three runs his last time out. It's the most he's given up all season. That was at Arizona, hint, hint. And that got him 12 points, five innings, three earned six Ks. Edward Cabrera, people, that's what I'm telling you. It's tough. Or even Erod, when I told you, hey, he has to be great. That's a decent start in real-world baseball, not for our game. But the point stands, Josiah Gray has been good. At $6,200, it's very, very interesting. And the Giants are striking out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 246 average. But they have that 212 ISO, which makes me laugh so much. Tons of thump, tons of swing and miss. That's the Giants in a nutshell, actually, if you've listened to me talk about them all year. They're like Jekyll and Hyde. They're either going to crush you or they're going to like just bore you to death and strike out everybody. So that pretty much sums it up, actually. And that makes Josiah Gray a really good tournament play, a really good punt at that position. Recapping your pitching, Gausman at 11-1. Otherwise, I'm starting at Kershaw at 10-4. That's my favorite play on the slate, period. Kershaw at 10-4. Castillo in tournaments, sure, but Christian Javier at 98. Erod at 91. Kelly at 83. Edward Cabrera in deep, deep tournaments at 78. And then Josiah Gray. So for me personally, my smaller pool of pitching, it's Kershaw, it's Javier, it's Merrill Kelly, and it's Josiah Gray. That's my main four. Always can mix and match other options there. but that's where I'd be going on this.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Slate. Let's talk about the bats on this 9-game early slate for you. And we'll kick it off with the catcher's position. You got Will Smith, went deep on Wednesday. He's been crushing. You got Wade Miley, so be careful. He's been a reverse splits guy most of his career. But I still like the Dodgers if you want to have some fun with it. You look at that Dodgers Brew Crew game, totals 8, but that's because Kershaw's on the bump, folks. So you got Will Smith at $4,900. That's fine. Cal Raleigh got the day off on Tuesday. He'll be back in Atlanta for Stane Dunning at 44. That's a really good play. I wouldn't be shocked if he found Ding Dong City. Jonah Heim at 42 versus Luis Castillo. I hate fading Castillo, but if you think he continues to kind of be mediocre, I don't hate Jonah Heim. I'd rather have Cal Raleigh, but my love for Jonah Heim runs deep. In the 3K range, though, you got Blake Sable might get the start. Day game after night game versus Ty Gray at $3,500. I can see that being enticing. Kyber Ruiz versus Sean Manaea, I like a lot at $3,300. I think Manaea's a bum. So washing into your thing, Kyber Ruiz at 33 is worth the look for you. Below 3K, though, you're going to get day game after night game, getaway day catchers. So just be prepared. Like Matt Theis, I don't want to fade Christian Javier, though, so that's kind of ew. But yeah, you're going to get some. Like Jake Rogers might get the start for Detroit. He's $2,200 versus Battenfield. Like he's got power upside. Like I paid Tom Murphy against Heaney on Tuesday night, and he crushed because, A, he likes hitting lefties, and B, Andrew Heaney sucks. Murphy probably gets the day off with Raleigh back in, but look for those kind of getaway dudes, and that'll be a part of and maybe Sam Huff. Sam Huff got called up for Texas. He's been playing outfield a lot lately, and they've been kind of trying to make him a utility guy because they have too many catchers with Heim and company. He got called up with Jankowski, went on the IL. Sam Huff's 2K, and he's literally a guy he was hitting like 267 in the minors with 5 home runs. He's got tons of power, tons of swing and miss. $2,000 a catcher? Let's go. Like, that's the kind of guy that I'm looking for in these scenarios. First base position for you here. You got Shohei Ohtani at 64, sure. But give me Freddie Freeman at 5K. Rizzo at 48, loves hitting lefties, gets Kyle Muller. Yankees are in play again, 10 runs on Tuesday. Look for a repeat on Wednesday. So Rizzo at 48. If you think Cabrera sucks, Christian Walker at 47 is not bad. You got Nate Lowe in play. The Pirates are an enticing one because Sensatella is coming off. It'll be a second start since returning from the IL. So you got like Connor Joe at 44 is another guy you could look at. Going below 4K now. It's not great. Lamont Wade Jr. at 35 if you're fading Josiah Gray. That's in play for you. You got Ty France at 34. He's had a couple big games. I prefer him versus lefties, but he's been hitting really – he's locked in right now, which I like to see. And I broke Ty France down a couple weeks ago on something I was doing. And his numbers, it's crazy because he's not striking out a ton, still hitting the ball hard, just the ball's on the ground too much. So he needs to get that elevation going. He's $3,400. He's a guy that could find a striding. Maybe he is right now. If you want a cheap play, I've loved me Ryan Noda versus Brito at $2,800. That's a very good value. Joey Meneses, $2,700 versus Sean Manaea is outstanding. So this could be a position. There are some guys up top we like a lot, but there's some value between Noda, Meneses are a couple dudes. Other than that, I don't think there'll be too much down now because we don't get the Cubs on this slate. Second base position. No, the Cubs are on the evening. Second base position for you here. You got Mookie Betts versus Miley. Betts went deep again on Tuesday. He's 5,700. That's fine. Ketel Marte at 56. Like Thio Estrada every day. He's $5,500. Stole his 10th bag of the year on Tuesday night. But Gleyber Torres is on fire right now. Went deep again on Tuesday. He's heating back up. He's getting healthy, folks. It's funny how that works. He's $5,100 versus Mueller. So he's playing my top payup spot at second base if you want to pay up. Otherwise, we slide on down. And you look at the likes of Bay of Pittsburgh at $3,700. He's second base outfield eligible. He'd be someone to jump on for some steals upside. Other than that, Miguel Vargas went deep again. He's $2,500 versus Miley. That's a great value. Really, really good value, actually, at $2,500. You got Diaz of Oakland at $2,400. He triple donged on Tuesday. He's not as four home runs on the season. So, like, be careful, but at $2,400, that's what you're looking for. So I don't hate it, but I'm not like, don't force it, is what I'm trying to say. Colton Wong's down to $2,400. That's a shame. Another discount, though, Brett Wisely's been playing center field for the Gigantes. He's second base outfield at 22. I don't hate that as a punt. So he has some decent value. There's been a lot of value lately, actually. If you watch my cheat sheet at Gaining the Edge, there's a lot of green on the bottom of those positions. Third base, J-Ram's fine versus E-Rob, but give me Matt Chapman versus Wheeler in a tournament. I like that at 58. Muncie at 53. Hits lefties just fine. So you can go those two if you're paying up. Otherwise, come on down to the likes of Josh Young in tournaments at 42, but I just keep sliding down farther. J.D. Davis at 39 versus Josiah Gray would be one to look at. Like with all the value, you don't have to play Gray, technically. You can fade him if you want. You can play Detroit players, too. I want to see what their lineup is before I just throw out a bunch of names. Like you have like Maton, you have Vierling, you have a bunch of dudes that could be pesky enough against Battenfield. That could be a fun look for you as well. Hunter Candelario switch hitting at $2,600 versus Manaea would be another dude to look at. And did they have him? Yeah, there he is. Casey Schmidt of your San Francisco Giants went deep in his debut on Tuesday. He is 2K versus Josiah Gray at third base, even though he'll get shortstop eligibility soon because that's what he's coming up to play is shortstop. But Casey Schmidt is third base eligible. And he is 2K versus Josiah Gray. Shortstop for you here, Bichette, another monster game on Tuesday. He's $5,900 versus Wheeler. Thyro Estrada at 55. Willie Adames, if you want to fade Kershaw, you can. Jeremy Pena at 48 versus Canning. I like that a little bit for you. Rodolfo Castro is $3,800. That's good. Javi Baez has been swinging it really well since he kind of got his hand slapped for lack of hustle. He's $3,600, so I can play with that one. Going down below 3K now. Zach Neto went deep. He's 23 versus Javier. I'll pass, but he went deep. If Caballero is in the lineup for Seattle, he's second base shortstop eligible. He's been playing with J.P. Crawford out. He's $2,300 if you want to punt against Dane Dunning. You could go there. There's a ton. Like I don't think he's one of the best punts on the slate, but it's viable at $2,300. Outfield, all the plays. Aaron Judge at 63 versus Mueller is very nice. Yordan Alvarez at 62 versus Griffin Canning is very nice. You got Brian Reynolds at 59, I like. Love Me's and Corbin Carroll at 58 versus Edward Cabrera. I mentioned Betts at 57. You got J-Rod, who out of all the guys in my Mariner stack, my best lineup, J-Rod put up a goose egg. That was a hurtful situation. He's $5,500 versus Dunning. That's why I say when I know I'm close, it's like, man, that's a lot of money to just get a zero, folks. J-Rod at 55. Kyle Tucker at 54 versus Canning, I like as well. Going down to the 5K and below range, you got Dalton Varsho had a big week last week. He's 47 versus Wheeler. Jared Kelnick at 46. He had a double on Tuesday night. He's 47 versus Dunning. It's a really good spot for him. Connor Joe at 44. Mentioned him earlier. Jorge Soler double-donged on Tuesday. He's 43 versus Merrill Kelly. I think I'll pass, but hey, YOLO. Brent Rooker is $4,100. I'll take that if you're stacking up Oakland. Jack Sawinski is $3,900. He's been ice cold of late, but a great matchup for Sensatella. Harrison Bader, love him. I played him everywhere because he's too cheap, and it's one of those where DK is starting to slowly ramp up his price. 13, 12, 31, 10, 18. That's his last five games as he's been back and getting healthy. Multiple hits in three of his last four. He's got two triples, two home runs in his last five. He's getting on. He's scoring runs. He scored 6 runs in his last 4 games. It was 3,600, 34, 36, 35. He's 38 on Wednesday. Great spot versus Mueller. He hits like 5th for the Yankees. Bader at 38 is one of the better plays price-wise on this slate. So make sure you get him going. Again, if you want some Detroit plays, Riley Green at 37 versus Battenfield would be a dude. Bay of Pittsburgh is 37. Mentioned him as a play. Estuary Ruiz is $3,400 versus Brito. I like that as well. Michael Conforto has been slumping tremendously. He is $3,300 versus Josiah Gray if you're feeling real frisky. McKinstry and Eric Hot. McKinstry is $3,200 versus Battenfield. That could be another Detroit play for you. Going below 3K now, you got AJ Pollock if you're desperate at 27. Matt Vierling at $2,600 versus Battenfield is not a bad value, but just keep playing JJ Bleday, please. He had another great game. He got pinch hit late against Jesus Aguilar with the lefty Wandy Peralta was on the bump. But JJ Bleday should start versus Brito. He's $2,600. Love it. Love it a lot. Jesus Sanchez is crushing baseballs the last couple weeks. He's one of those streaky hitters. He's $2,600 versus Merrill Kelly. If you want just a complete one-off hope for a double dong, I'd rather have JJ Bleday. But I wanted to bring up Jesus Sanchez because he's been very, very good and should be discussed a bit more. Taylor Trammell should be back in the Seattle lineup. He's 25 versus Dane Dunning as a punt for you. And then Leody Tavares is swinging it well. He's $2,300 versus Castillo. Again, I don't know if I'm fading Castillo, but Tavares, just keep him in mind for future slates because he's been swinging it well. Mentioned Brett Wisely, second base outfield at $2,200 versus Josiah Gray. Then other than that, just check your lineups and see what else pops up. Recapping your pitching for me, it's Kershaw at 10-4. It is Javier at 98. It's Merrill Kelly at 83, and Josiah Gray at 62. Other pitchers that are eligible for nice tournament plays, Edward Cabrera, Erod, who's really close to making my core, Luis Castillo, and Gossman would be other guys you could look at. But my main four, because I play mainly 3 maxes and less, Kershaw, Javier, Merrill Kelly, Josiah Gray. That's where I'm looking at on this slate. If you're stacking things up, that Oakland-New York game is a game stack for me, and it's got a high total. Love the Yankees versus Mueller. That'd be my first spot to go to. But the value that Oakland brings with Bleday, with Noda, with so many other guys in that lineup, I like that game stack quite a bit. Don't mind Pittsburgh versus Sensatella. You could have some fun there for sure. Detroit versus Battenfield is another one I'd be looking to target for some value. Like, there's tons, like this, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Detroit, tons of value between those three guys. It allows you to have a feel like Dodgers, they're heating up in a big way. You can go attack Wade Miley if you so choose. That is definitely an option for you. Seattle versus Dunning, if you want, is in play. Love the Washington Nationals versus Manaea because I love everybody versus Manaea. And then Houston versus Griffin Canyon would be one as well. But my favorite ones, Oakland, New York, probably Pittsburgh, Dodgers, and Washington. Houston is not bad, but game stack early would be the way I'm looking to go on this slate. That'll do it, folks. Another edition of Quick Hits in the books. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday. Fun-filled action. 9 game early main slate with a 4 game sprinkled on evening slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. More importantly, I'm in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord that comes with your $5 a month Patreon purchase at patreon.com/GTFantasy. Good luck, everybody. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 10th edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select 2 or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.